Soku izika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Lami ngibonge uThanonoka Wande obesipha indaba ngolimi lwesishona. Lingalivuka njani izulukandaba olamukela emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolwesibili mhlazi ku-10 Zibandlela 2023 nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, kubotshwa obefuna ukuhambisa emthethwandaba udaba lokudwetshwa kutsha kwemingcwele yokuvota i-delimitation esithi ngoba amakhomishina e-ZEC awavumelananga lokudwetshwa okwenziwayo. UZulu usola ukuncutshwa ithuba lokusakaza kuFacebook ukuthethwa kwecala likamsekeli kamgcinisihlalo webandla le-CCC uMnumzana Job Sikhala enkundleni zokuxhumana.
Kungaba into enganceda or elungileyo kakhulu if i-government inyanisile ukubana icala leli is not political but kule cala lethethwe uSikhala.
Abavela eZimbabwe abahlala eSouth Africa bathi kuyadanisa ukubhubha kwabanye babo abane ngolwesihlanu abakade besemba imigodi ngokungekho emthethweni esabelweni seLimpopo.
Inkinga enkulu kakhulu sisilapha ngaseSouth Africa ukuthi abantu bafa insuku zonke illegal mining.
Kambe umkhakha omutsha wegciwane le-coronavirus othiwa usabalala kalula ungabangela na ukuvalwa kwamazwe ngohlelo lwe-lockdown?
Yes, besidlulile ngesikhathi but ngokuphila besingakadluli ngoba umonakalo ubemningi kakhulu odaleke ngale COVID edlulile. So kulokhu nxa kusabuya eyinyanga phezu kwayo kusho ukuthi ukuphila kuyaba lukhuni kakhulu.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa khonapha emsakazweni weStudio 7. Obefuna ukuhambisa imthethwandaba udaba lokuphikisa ukudwetshwa kutsha kwemingcele yokuvota i-delimitation uMnumzana Tonderai Chidawa ubikwa ebotshiwe izolo. UChidawa uthi ngenjongo njengoba amakhomishina e-ZEC ayisikhombisa engasayinanga ugwalo lwe-delimitation evumelana lomgcinisihlalo unkosikazi Priscilla Chigumba kumele lolu hlelo lungamukelwa. UChidawa wethule umlayezo we-WhatsApp ngesonto esithi kulabantu abamlandelayo abacatshangelwa ukuthi ngama-CIO. Ibandla leZANU-PF kutsho iphephandaba lobulembu elezim live. Igqwetha likaChidawa uMnumzana Lavmo Maduku uthi ubotshwe izolo ekuseni. Leli phephandaba lithi ama-CIO abikwa esebenzisane lamapholisa kwele South Africa ekulondeni omunye njalo umlandeli webandla leZANU-PF eJohannesburg uMnumzana Max Mapungu kodwa abamtholanga. UMapungu nguye owafaka isicelo emthethwandaba nyakenye esokuthi umkhokheli wabehluli uChief Justice Luke Malaba engazaxotshwa umsebenzi lanxa esenelise iminyaka yokuthi ayephumula. Lokhu sikudaba olufanayo uZulu usola ukuncitshwa ithuba lokusakaza ukuthethwa kwecala likamsekeli kamgcinisihlalo webandla le-CCC uMnumzana Job Sikhala enkundleni zokuxhumana. USikhala wetheswa icala lokuphehla uDlakela wafaka isicelo lesi emthethwandaba ngeviki edluleyo esithi abantu besigaba sakhe abangenelisi ukuza emthethwandaba kunye labahlala phandle kwelizwe bayafuna ukubona ukuthi leli cala lithoniswa njani. USikhala obengekho emthethwandaba ngoba ubikwa egula umkhuhlane ucatshangelwa ukuthi ungaba imvukuzane ubengekho emthethwandaba. Nxa kungela akufihlayo uhulumende engaba evimbelani ukuthathwa kwemfanekiso yevidiyo eyemthethwandaba. Lo ngumbuzo esuqondise ungcwethi ecubungulayo zombusazwe uMnumzana Dan Moyo.
Ngokubona kwami isicelo sika Job Scholar uba icala lakhe malithoniswa enkantolo li broadcast livele kuba ebantwini jikelele bekungaba into engangceda oyelungileyo kakhulu if igovernment inyanisile kubana icala leli is not political but kulecala letheswe uSkhala and therefore if bebengayiveza abantu abaningi bebezo understand into ekhulunywa nguhulumende ukuthi icala leli alikho political and so if bebe serious nakho ngabe bavumile. On the other hand naye uSkhala I think yena ufuna nje unless makuthi ama arguments ayenziwa ngamaloya akhe atshengisa ukubana li political then la ubezosizakala lapho kodwa angeke sazi ke ukuthi njengoba uhulumende eyalile ukubroadcaster ukuthethwa kwecala leli ngeke sazi ukuthi i-outcome yakhona ibizo kanjani but ngombono wami ibizoxazulula into eziningi on both sides since i-government isithi yona icala leli alikho political and uSkhala yena lamagqwetha akhe esithi li-political
khona ukuthi wonke amacala ayabe ethethwa engaphiwa ithuba elifanayo lokuthi intatheli zindaba zingene labo mabona kude ukwenzela ukuthi kuphume ebulenjini ubona kungaba into engaba ifanele na ukuthi yenzakale elizweni
mina ngiyakholelwa ukuthi i-transparency iqakathekile kakhulu especially gwelakithi eleZimbabwe ngoba esikhathini esiningi abantu bathi amajaji ngabantu abangelaqiniso engingathi aba one side aba biased to iZANU PF lohulumende so ma kungenzeka ukuthi intatheli zindaba zivunyelwe lokuthi amacala la abonwe ngabantu bonke then I think kuzoba le transparency kube clear ukuthi ama judgment ayenziwa ngama judge lawa awekho partisan ukushuthi ngezinye indlela balandela umthetho hayi izifiso ze party ebusayo ngaleso sikhathi njengamanje singathi iZANU PF ngoba abantu abaningi bathi amajaji captured yiZANU PF so I think ma bengavumela ukuthi amacala depending I guess ngokuthi icala lakhona lile interest enganani esizweni I think kungaba yinto enhle kakhulu ukuthi kube le transparency enjalo.
Hello ke ngumnumzana Dan Moyo ingcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe ubekhuluma ecingweni le Studio 7 eseVirginia ngapha kwele Melika. Abavela eZimbabwe abahlala eSouth Africa bathi kuyadanisa ukubhubha kwabanye babo abane ngolwesihlanu abakade besebenza ukwemba imigodi esigabeni seLimpopo kulelo lizwe ngokungekho emthethweni. Amapholisa eSouth Africa abikwa esithi abanye abafele kungozi efanayo ngabathathu abavela eMozambique kanye loyedwa owelizweni labo ngemva kokuba umgodi abakade besebenza kuwo ubadilikele kulandela ukuna kwezulu eliningi ngolwesihlanu olwedluleyo. Umnumzana Butholezwe Nyathi ongumgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso elwela ilungelo loluntu e-Migrant Workers Association in South Africa uxoxa losithandekile mhlanga weStudio 7 ngalolu daba kanye lesimo sabanye abasebenza ngokungekho emthethweni kwele South Africa.
Inkinga enkulu kakhulu sisilapha ngase South Africa ukuthi abantu bafa insuku zonke illegal mining kube sokuba khona abantu bafa ezingozini ezifana nokuthi abantu bayabulalana abantu batholakala befile kugcine kungasaziwa kuhle kahle laba bantu bakuhi thina esikutshela abantu siyinhlanganiso ukuthi uyazi kulusizi kakhulu ngoba izihlobo ziyobe zicabanga ukuthi umuntu usaphila eSouth Africa kanti umuntu sowafa angcwatshwa kuthuna elingaziwa ngumuntu ngisho nasezibhedlela uthola ukuthi umuntu uma engatshona bengakwazi ukuthi izihlobo zakhe zikuphi bamthatha bemngcwabe bemenze lokho okubizwa ukuthi purpose burial. So siyinhlanganiso sihlala sikhuthaza abantu ukuthi kubalulekile-ke ukuthi sibambane sisebenze ndawonye sazane sikhone njalo ukuthi ma kusenzeka ukuthi umuntu usuke watshona lapha engela zihlobo zakhe sibe nendlela zokuthi sazise izihlobo zakhe siphinde sihlanganise amakhanda nezandla sikhone ukuthi sithumele umzimba ekhaya ukwenzela ukuthi izihlobo zithole ukuthula.
Sesikhangela lezinye nje izisebenzi jikelele impilo isinjani ngoba sibona ukuthi incwadi lezo ezibanika imvume yokuthi basebenze ngokusemthethweni kwele South Africa ezama permits sesiza kuma ukusebenza.
Indaba zamaphepha zibuhlungu kakhulu ngoba into enziwe yiSouth Africa ukuthi yenza ukuthi abantu abalegal nabantu abaillegal bekhona ukuthi beqondise izinto zabo belungise bethola amaphepha. Manje seyiphinda yibisela abantu kulokho esikubiza sithi kuba legal okungabi semthethweni. Yinto nje nathi sizwisa ubuhlungu zinhlanganiso ngoba sasikhona ngo-2009 ma kunegotiatelwa la ma-permits ma eqala ngo-2010 sasikhona sincedisa abantu ukuthi bekhone ukuthi be-apply lelawo ma-permit nalapho erenewa ngo-2014 nango-2017 sikhona abantu ezasibancedisa bakhona ku-database yethu. Kodwa thina siyinhlanganiso ngomnyaka opheleleyo ngeyi-10 zika-November sayenza i-conference lapho sasi-invite khona u-acting Deputy Director General we Home Affairs or in charge of immigration national la South Africa weza. Unfortunately akazange wasakhuluma ngoba wathi le ndaba ise court. Kodwa into eyayisilethe kakhulu ukuthi sibazise ukuthi thina siya understand ukuthi iSouth Africa seyifike ku stage yokuthi ijona ayisoze iphinde renewal ama permits. Ngakho besicela ukuthi besinikeze iphuba lokuthi siziqoqe senze lokho esikubiza sithi voluntary repatriation lapho abantu abazikhethela khona ukuthi bona abafuna ukuthi bebotshwe lapha beyenze lokho okuthiwa i-deportation. Ngoba esikubonayo ukuthi amapholisa ayalungiselela siyabona bahamba ne-home affairs bahamba ne-traffic lawo esiwabiza sithi ngama-metro bahamba i-SAPS bayabopha abantu noma nje kungakabi clear ukuthi ma bebabopha babasa kuphi kodwa abantu bayabotshwa bayenza le ama-roadblocks akubizwa kuthiwe ukayimlawo abantu abaningi bayabotshwa kakhulu lapho. So siyakhuthaza kakhulu ke ukuthi abantu bezame ukuthi sihlanganise amakhanda sibone ukuthi singenza kanjani ukuthi singagcini sesidiphothwa umuntu echiye property yakhe echiye izihlobo zakhe echiye abantwana abanye bayabotshwa bengomama bechiye abantwana ezindlini. So it would be something that is not favorable for people ukuthi begcine sebebotshwa estradeni. Kufanele ukuthi abantu bethi bebe proactive bekhona ukuthi belungiselele before isikhathi leso sifika.
Hello ke ngumnumzana Butho Lezwe Nyathi umgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso elwela ilungelo loluntu e-Migrant Workers Association in South Africa obeqoqa ecingweni losithandekile emhlanga we-Studio 7 ese-Johannesburg. Imbiko ethi uhlobo olutsha olwe coronavirus oluthiwa yi-XBB 1.5 lumemetheka ngesiqubu esikhulu okwedlula imikhakha yonke yaleli gciwane esike yabonakala usuthiye uzulu ethukile esesabela ukuvalwa kwamabhizimusi okungatshabalalisa imisebenzi lenhlelo zokuziphilisa. Okuningi asikuzweni kuThuso Khumalo esipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa lapho osokutholakale khona umkhakha lo omutsha owe-coronavirus.
Ngokutsho kombiko owethulwe kukhasi le-Twitter inhloko yenhlanganiso ye-Stellenbosch University Network for Genomic Surveillance in South Africa, umnumzana Tulio D. Oliveira, i-XBB.1.5 variant ememetheka okwelangabi isingenile eMzansi. Umnumzana Oliveira uthe itholakala egazini abalihlole mhlaka 27 Mpalakazi. Ngokutsho kwenhlanganiso ezempilakahle emhlabeni jikelele e-World Health Organization, i-XXBB 6.1.5 lohlobo lo COVID-19 olumemetheka okwedlule yonke imihlobo esike yaba khona. Okwakhathesi akwabi khona umehluko omkhulu osuthe wabonakala phakathi kwemikhuhlane lezimva ezibangelwa yi-XBB.1.5 xa uqaphaniswa lezinye ezibe khona. Lesi simemezelo sesithiye ukukhathazeka kuningi lezalwane zeZimbabwe kwele South Africa abasanda kubuyela emisebenzini bevele ekhaya lapho abadle khona ikhisimusi lomnyaka omutsha lesihlobo labangane. Isizalo seZimbabwe umnumzana Jonathan Mbezi uthi besabela ukuthi nxa kungabuye kuvalwe uhamba lamabhizimusi imisetshenzana asebeselelayo iza kuphela du.
Kuzoba nzima ebantwini ngoba sibe sesingani sibangconywana sesihluma kancane imisebenzi ngathi besingani iyavule eminye kodwa masokunje sokuzoyenzwa again ukuthi abantu sibe ne kube nalezi zinto zokuthi eminye imisebenzi kuyavalwa kuyenzwani abantu simise imisebenzi.
Le yinto egcizelelwa ngesinye isizalwane seZimbabwe umnumzana Kholeka Ntube.
Kuyethusa kakhulu lokho esikuzwayo ngoba yesi besidlulile ngesikhathi but ngokuphila besingakadluli ngoba umonakalo ube mningi kakhulu odaleke ngale COVID edlulile. So kulokhu nxa kusabuya eyinyanga phezu kwayo futhi ukuphila kuyaba lukhuni kakhulu ngoba amakhampani amaningi avalile ngalowo mkhuhlane oqala imisebenzi eminingi yabaphelela abantu. So uma kusiza okunye okungaphezu kwalokho kusho ukuthi idamage yakho liba nkulu kakhulu.
Abanye bathi njengoba iningi labeZimbabwe kungabantu abasebenzayo ikakhulu abathengisa ezidaladeni lemisikeni bangathwala amagabha avuzayo nxa kungethulwa imigoqo eyaba khona ngo-2020. Kusenjalo ugatsha lwezempilakahle kule South Africa selugxwayise abangakahlaba amajekiseni okuvikela ikorona ukuthi benze njalo ngesikhathi kusadingisiswa okuningi ngegciwane le-XBB.1.5. Isiphathamandla senhlanganiso ye-South African Medical Association uDokotela Mvuyisi Mzukwa uthi okwakhathesi akukho okufuze kwethuse umphakathi ngalolu hlobo lwe-COVID-19.
We just have to be cautious as far as we know.
Esingakwenza kuphela ukuthi siqaphele sizivikele ngoba uzolwazi baphakathi kokucwaninga ngaleli gciwane. Okuthebisayo ukuthi alikabi nembali yokulalisa abantu abaningi ezibhedlela.
Is that there is no surge in hospitalizations.
Ngesikhathi kuhlasela i-coronavirus ngo-2020, iningi lezalwane zeZimbabwe abasebenza endaweni zokudlela, ezokwakha nokuthengisa ezitaladeni balahlekelwa imisebenzi njengoba konke kwavalwa impilo yamakhwimelele. Kodwa-ke kusukela kwesulwe yonke imigoqo yokwenqabela i-coronavirus ekuqaleni komnyaka ophelileyo, iningi lemisebenzi ibisihlumile njalo. Okwakhathesi i-XBB.1.5 isitholakala emazweni angama-28. Ministry of 7, Johannes Begwele, South Africa, Nimutuso, Kumalo.
Okwamanje ke sikhangele eziphuthumayo ezivela kumaphephandaba achiyeneyo. Iphephandaba leHerald lilodaba lokuthi umholi wabehluli uChief Justice Malaba usekhuze amagqwetha ukuthi angalobi enkundleni zokuxhumana esola izincumo eziyabe zithethwe yimthethwandaba. Iphephandaba leChronicle lilodaba lokuthi abachayeli bakobulawayo bakhonona ngokungagecwa kotshani osebusenza kube yingozi ukuchayela izimota ngoba bevinjwa lutshani osebubude kakhulu. Okwamanje sengilitshiya ezandleni zenu lina balaleli bethu kumbiko elisithumele ngeWhatsApp.
Sanibonani bantu bakastudio 7. Ayi ngikhuluma noMzingayo okhuluma useJovic. Eyi ongani nami ngazizwa ngikhuluma ngapho ngase-Voice of America. So into engichaza engifuna ukuyisho okokuqala ngifuna ukuthi ayi siyabonge MRP ngokusidudulela konke ama-discuss esishone amamisisishonen. Sibonge lo kwabomdende. Yonke MRP mina dengwesi. Ngishiyile into zesisithi namhlanje ngisengahala ngibone MRP idudula. Ayikho iphathi esike iyakwenza konke lokho. I-MRP abantu basezibethi MRP. Cha MRP ikhulunywa liyathanda lithanda lizogcina limamele. Yabona ngento yabo nxa beyenza bazimisele. So bafethu asekeleni ukwesihlukumeza abadala bethu emoyeni especially lentanga lencane le kakhulu yiyo egcwele kubosisisi. Abadala bethu sasibabona kuma-social media bekhuluma ngokuthi bahlukumezeka kanjani esikhathi segugrawundi. kati wana kala sata lile na mkani sani ya ndo za sesyone nba foti into za vo uchamisa uchamisa uwa bababu nga tola leso kati wana wabi gulani abata la betu haipa wafistu kasisi mtu na makwapu wana na mapoisa na manens nga kito nje uu into nje ingu mtu wa sesyone nga pese bele imkote mtende je shone kona letato ngo waki nga polisa wanpesisi haipa bye mna ngiswa nga po mna ngilindebe so nishia kona lapa msafunu kuluma kulu bye bye
wana niku studio 7 linjani lonke ngiyalibingelela libingelela ngonyathi indoda yamadoda ngilapha eGwanda mina ngithanda ukuphawula ngendaba le yokushawa kwamalunga wethu lapha e-CCC ngapho endaweni lapha chawe khona ilezi imigulukudu yezano izano PF vela ngeke iphinde kustophe lokho ukuchaya ngoba they discovered ukuthi thina njengabantu abashayiwayo opposition singamagwala uma sishawa sishawa ngabantu abangu 3 siyabaleka siyi 50 sishawa ngamapolisa ayi 5 siyabaleka siyi 100 so they discovered the weakness yethu so they will count on that until beze bebona ukuthi no basisuthisile induku sibili so ngiyalicela abantu angikhuthazi iviolence kodwa ngiyakhuthaza abantu bonke abe opposition ukuthi if umuntu ezano esiqala singabaleki let's fight back ngoba lempi asompi encane asompi ongayithathela phansi uphume ngesiqhubu baleke uthiye abo osoweni bebulawa ngemuva labo hamba labo hayi asimeni njengamadoda ikakhulu amadoda asiprotecte nomama asiprotecte nomama ugogo bethu bechawa izandla yabonga
sabonani bantu baku studio 7 lo khuluma yong anakondani khuluma ngise South Africa Johannesburg ngifuna ukuxwayisa abantu bakomthwakazi abagijima ngamaparty MDCT ezano PF ACCC bantu bakomthwakazi nonke bantu bakomthwakazi akula shona elingavotela indebele bantu bakomthwakazi vulani amehlo livule ingqondo akula shona elingavotela iparty esemathebeleleni kodwa lina ligijima phansi phezulu izenqamuke izinyawo lisithi umfana kangene izano PF phambili iMDCT phambili kanti langenwa yini bantu bakomthwakazi lina eselithengisa isizwe sakomthwakazi ligijima nge-CCC ligijima nge-MDCT ligijima nge-ZANU PF kwehlula abelungu abelungu abangeke beze bevotele iparty engasiyo yomuntu omhlophe bazovotela iparty yabo eyomlungu kodwa thina sigijima ngamaparty ePumalanga sisithi sifuna ukubavotela kanti lingenwe yini kanti owaliloyayo umbani kanti bantu bakomthwakazi nonke eligijima lisiya emaphathini emashoneni ngubani owaliloyayo ongasekho emhlabeni ingabe ukhona ingabe uyandizwela kumbe yikudla kumbe yimali kumbe kufuna ukuthandwa angazi ukuthi lingenwe yini ayisono ngabantu bakomthwakazi abagijima emaphathini vulani indlela
njani studio 7 yaphila ayi nathi siyaphila nami ngithange ngibeke umbono la studio 7 ngiyadlalela kakhulu inews zakho studio 7 hayi ziyezwakala ngibe sengibe ngixekela ingxaka khona ngoba le nto esikukhulunywa ngumalaba kubukeka into eyenziwa izano PF abesegxeka amaqembu aphikisayo ekubeni yona le nto eyenziwa izano PF kuthi amaqembu aphikisayo iwayenza udlame kanti kwinto eyenziwa izano PF akafuni ukusho ngoba vele kwayena vele naye uma nezano so yingakho ngithi mina hayi yabona ke laba bathi futhi balwa ne-corruption uhulumende alwe ne-corruption umuphi uhulumende umelane layiphi i-corruption ngoba i-corruption yenziwa uye lo hulumende uyo yenza i-corruption lo hulumende se-ophethe manje uma bethi bona kumele balwe ne-corruption basuke bekhomba bani ukuthi umuphi uhulumende umelane layiphi i-corruption ngoba uhulumende uyo yenzayo le-corruption isemthethweni futhi ngiyayizana PF le-corruption bahlukane abantu nokuqondisa kufanele baqondise ulimi lokuthi muphi uhulumende kumele alwe ne-corruption ngoba i-corruption yenziwa izano PF ugovernment lophethe amaphoyisa ngawakhe amasosha ngawakhe iy'nkantolo ngezakhe amajele ngawakhe konke ngokwakhe akafuni ukuphikiswa ubambe ngazo zonke ubambe ngazo zonke manje ubazothi i-corruption i-country ibulawa i-corruption i-country ibulawa umbuso lophethe lo ophethe manje ngakhishwa lo umbuso ophethe manje yiko la kwathiwa kukhishwa yona i-corruption kufanele abantu bayeke nje ukukhuluma into engazwakali bakhuluma ulimi oqondile
Studio 7, sanibonani njani njani kwizindawo zonke nokubona umhlaba thi nasiyaphila. Sicela isilaso badala, siyacela ukuthi liye lisele laba bantu bakithi simpinda kogawo obaba ogawulo nje, hayi sisikhathele, sisikhathele ngabo ukuthi bebekhuluma amanga, bebekhuluma amanga ewumuntu omdala, amanga asukemsendawo engavikile amashona ayamusha, sesimoshele into eziningi. Amenyezi evotelwa engasenzeli lutho, amenyezi engajabuliswa yichange leyo abamnikeza yona, engajabuliswa yichange leyo abamnikeza lethina singabantu besintu esimoshakalela. Asiyithandileyo babagawule, sicela uzame ukuthi uzame ukuzinika amakhwapha obuntu emdabi futhi into kakhulu nesibancane kulawo. Sicela ukuthi lokhu okuthiwe okukhulumayo, hhayi asikuthandi thina, sicela ukuzame ukuzilungisisa ekuphileni. Futhi ujabuliswa yini usibona uma ubona abantu bemagebheleni behlupheka? Ujabuliswa yini into okujabulisayo wena kahle kahle uwumuntu omdala ungaujabuliswa yini uma abantu bemathebheleni bebulawa? Ujabuliswa yini wena uwumuntu omdala ongako? Yini into okujabulisayo? Utholani yikho lokho? Utholani wena wedwa ukwazi lokhu ukutholani uwumuntu omdala ongako? Hayi babagawuli, sicela ukuthi usiponde lathi singabantu, singabantu lathi njengawe, ya sicela ukuthi singabantu njengawe, ungakusapoti into embi, into embi.
Lawo ke bekungamazwi enu lina balaleli bethu, elisithumele ngeWhatsApp unombolo ezithi +1 202 465 0318. Kwezemelika, umongameli Joe Biden usesole ukungenwa ngamandla okwenziwe edale le-Supreme Court lezinye izakhiwo zakwele Brazil ngabasekeli bakalowo owayeke waba ngumongameli walelo lizwe, umnumzana Jair Bolsonaro, besithi bekulokucilebezela kukhetho. UBiden uthi kumele kulandelwe umthetho. Uwanqoba kulolu khetho umnumzana Lula da Silva ugcotshwe ngeviki edluleyo. Ingcwethi kwezombusazwe zithi okwenzakale eBrazil kufana xathu lokwenzakala kwele Melika nyakenye, abalandeli bakamnumzana Donald Trump baze bangene ngenkani esigodlweni seCapitol Hill. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba siqoqele olandela ezombusazwe eMelika, umnumzana Tim Muringai.
Into eyenzakaleyo eBrazil lapha lathi siyayisola, ngoba ma abantu bevota bavotela umuntu abamthandayo, and ma iyimajority kungela ukuqilana, kungela ama-complaints amaningi during the ballot counting lani, kumele abantu babe loku-accept the results even iqembu lakho lingadliwa. Kufanana le mpilo zethu every day, asinqobi every day in everything that we are doing. Sometimes we win, sometimes siyadliwa. So hayi, ngisho abantu baka Bolsonaro odliweyo kade sebe bangumsindo babe lodlame khona ngale Brazil, hayi sithi hayi abayehlisa umoya. I-election siyaphela kathesi, sokumele balandele i-constitution yabo ye-Brazil, babe lo mongameli wabo olula lo winileyo for the next 4 or 5 years. So khonapho sithi hayi abantu be-Brazil abayehlisa umoya. Then umongameli uBiden usole khonokho ukuthi abantu bangadliwa, sokufuna udlakema. Hayi, asifuni khonokho anywhere in the world. Kule mthetho emele ilandelwe lapho esihlala khona, lapho esisebenza khona, lezi ndlu zethu, obaba lo mama babe lo mthetho ukuthi vele ma lokho kungavunyezwa, then we follow that. Okwakathesi lokho esikubonayo, hayi lathi siyathi abayeke leyo behavior.
Nxa ukhangele umongameli Joe Biden wenelisa na ukwenza lokho okuthiwa yi-foreign policy, ubudlelwano lamanye amazwe, uyakwenelisa yini nxa umkhangele uBiden?
Mbona i-foreign policy kamongameli welizwe uBiden ukuthi yela uyazama, ngoba engena ehofisini for the first 2 years kwakule nkinga ze-COVID, le infrastructure development ya America. So khonoko kwakuthatha isikhathi esiningi ukuthi alungise ngoba sasikwazi ukuthi laphana sabhujelwa ngabantu abayi over 300,000 eAmerica ngendaba ze-COVID. So khonoko kwakuqakathekile lokuthi abantu bebe lokuhlala kahle lama instant ama izimali babezinikwa ukuthi laba kwanti ukuthenga ukudla ngoba sasikwazi ukuthi izinto zonke zazivaliwe ngaleso sikhathi.
Siyabonga mnumzana Tim Muringai ngolandela ke ezombusazo wele Melika ubexoxa ecingweni le Studio 7 ese Ohio ngapha kwele Melika. Esigcubela ke uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje. Igama lami ngu Chris Gande ngisithi asidibaneni njalo kusasa sikhathi sinye kumbe ngo 7:30 ntambama.